Hare Krishna. How's everybody this morning? Ready to hear? Okay, I'm ready also. This week. Yesterday we heard the prayers of Queen Kunti. She also was praying, Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandagopakumaraya Govindaya namo namaha Namaha Pankaja Nabhaya Namaha Pankaja Maline Namaha Pankaja Netraya Namaste Pankajangraye and so many more beautiful prayers and meaningful, not just nice sounding, nice, sweet, but full of substance, substantial prayers, heartfelt prayers, full of glory, glories of Sri Krishna. So then as Lord Sri Krishna was about to leave, as we heard yesterday, he was already in the chariot, and then Kunti had come forward and she was offering prayers while Sri Krishna was still there in the chariot. So as the chariot was about to move on, Yudhishthira Maharaj also comes. Well, they were all around there. But just some feeling, some words of farewell, some. So as Lord was looking at Yudhishthira Maharaj, he could see Yudhishthira Maharaj was still not very well. He was still lamenting and regretting for all the killing of the battle of Kurukshetra. He was a bit pacified as Lord had spent few months talking to him. Yudhishthira Maharaj is appealing to the Lord, why don't you stay a little longer? Please stay on, please stay, it's not enough. We want you. We won't be able to bear your separation as it is, so much killing, and all those thoughts are on my mind. And then on the top of that, your departure from Hastinapur as you leave for Dwarka, so much more vacuum would be created, and I would feel life even more empty. So please stay on. Like this, there was appeal. So, what could Lord do? He decided to stay on. Everything was all set to go. But he dropped the idea. And he stayed on in Hastinapur for some time longer. Of course, there were other purposes. No one else knew. while Lord was staying on. Then there was a news from Kurukshetra. Grandfather Bhishma, who was still there lying on the bed of arrows, you know, on the 10th day of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, battle lasted for 18 days. On the 10th day, Grandfather Bhishma, well, he did not meet his death. He had blessings from his father that you could leave whenever you wanted to leave the body. It is at your will. You could leave whenever, only when you wanted to leave. So he had this Ichha Mrityu, whatever, according to his Ichha, according to his will, he could leave the body. So he did not die then on the 10th day of the battle. He was living on, staying on, just lying on the bed of arrows, not a bed of roses, but arrows. They had pierced through his body. The bow was sticking on either side, same bow coming out of the body. And so he just was lying on the bed of arrow all this time. He was also waiting for sun to move in northern hemisphere, which is considered more conducive time to depart, leave the body. That period. So when everything was favorable for his departure, now Grandfather Bhishma was ready to leave. And the news spread all over, including, of course, reached Hastinapur. And immediately five Pandava brothers, along with Sri Krishna, they all rushed to Kurukshetra. And so many other family members and relatives and sages and Narad Muni and everybody had assembled there as Grandfather Bhishma was going to finally leave the body, leave the planet. So Grandfather Bhishma, although he was on a bed of arrows, his consciousness was all clear, intact. Thinking of Krishna, all clear thoughts and mind fixed on Krishna. And he was speaking to the assembled devotees, assembled friends and well-wishers. And part of his talks were also directed to Yudhishthir Maharaj, because he knew, well, he's that kind of person. He knows a lot of things. He knew the condition of the Yudhishthir's mind, that he was still regretful, full of lamentation and depression, kind of state of mind. So Grandfather Bhishma spoke to him the right thing, the right mantras, right statements. And that pacified Yudhishthir Maharaj fully. Something that Lord Krishna was trying to say, the things in Hastinapur, and that had only partially worked. But now, as Grandfather Bhishma spoke, Yudhishthir Maharaj was fully satisfied, pacified, and finally peaceful in his mind. This way Lord was proving, just see, my devotees are even more powerful. I had been talking also to Yudhishthira Maharaj, but it didn't work much, just a little bit. But as my devotee, grandfather Bhishma speaks, look, the miraculous effect. Lord wanted to show that the power of the speech of his pure devotees, Mahabhagavat, like grandfather Bhishma, is one of the 12 authorities. Grandfather Bhishma is one of the Dwadash Mahajans, Dwadash Mahabhagavats. And of course, as they speak, source of their speech is only Krishna. Krishna speaks through them. Or they let Krishna speak for himself through them. They speak on behalf of Krishna. As Prabhupada used to say also, you shut up, let Krishna speak for himself. So, there's a perfect speech. If we could just become transparent via media, let Krishna speak through us, or we speak on behalf of Krishna, we repeat message of Krishna. So, Grandfather Bhishma did that. And finally, as he had only few more moments to go, Grandfather Bhishma ki, they're all there's so much awe and reverence. They had great respect for Grandfather Bhishma. He was quite not only old in age, which is not difficult. To become old doesn't take, but he was old and wise also at the same time. Vayovraddha Jnanavraddha. Some people just become old in age. Some people are old in their intelligence. In their talk is full of wisdom. So he was both elderly in age and was wise person. So finally, and luckily of course, in his case, Krishna was standing right before him, and Grandfather Bhishma's mind was fully focused on Lord Sri Krishna. Although he was standing there with two hands, two-handed form, the kind of relationship Lord has with Grandfather Bhishma, he was seeing four-handed Krishna, four-handed Vishnu form of the Lord, holding Padma, Shankha, Gada, Chakra, and Pitambar, and the crown, and the lotus face, and lotus eyes, and most beautiful personality form of Sri Krishna. He was drinking the beauty of that form, fully focused. And this is the way to leave the body. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajanti ante kalevaram. Lord Sri Krishna's advice for all those who wish to die: do not die till your mind is fixed on Krishna. And of course, all life long is meant for preparing. Ante Narayana Smritihi. That's the purpose of hearing Bhagavatam. So that Ante, at the time of death, Narayana Smritihi, remembrance of Narayan, That is the perfection of life. So grandfather Bhishma, he was absorbed in Krishna. As Krishna stood before him, and finally he took his last breath and he was no more. Nitai Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Vo. Demigods showered flowers. Everyone assembled, offered prayers. Then Lord Krishna with Pandav brothers, they come back to Hastinapur again. So you could see this was a purpose also of Krishna staying on longer in Hastinapur, because Kurukshetra is much closer to Hastinapur. If Krishna was to go to Dwarka, it's quite some distance away, then he had to come. He would have to come all the way, traveling long distance back to Kurukshetra. So then finally, now as Yudhishthira Maharaj was ruling the earth, and this way dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge, I appear in every age to establish the principles of religion. So what Krishna established is, he established Yudhishthira Maharaj. He established Rajarsi, the saintly king, as the emperor. Meaning Yudhishthira Maharaj would be ruling the earth on behalf of Sri Krishna. Evam param para praptam imam rajarshayo viduhu. Krishna says, the saintly kings are very knowledgeable about all the principles of religion, because they hear. Evam parampara praptam, in parampara, in unbroken chain of spiritual masters and disciples, they listen, they hear, they understand the principles of religion. And they rule to establish the principles of religion. They always take good advice from saintly persons. They refer to the Shastras before taking any major decision for ruling the citizens, ruling the lives of the humanity at large, or citizens of their nation or the world. Dharmo rakshati rakshatah. We are protected, citizens are protected only when dharma is protected. If king is ready to protect the principles of dharma, of course he has to understand them first and then protect. And of course he has to follow those principles himself. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was that kind of competent Rajarsi, saintly emperor. So Krishna was, now his mission was kind of accomplished. The sole purpose of his advent was purpose was served. So he was happily now departing for his Dwarkapuri. And traveling long distance on the chariot. The horses are their chariots. Natural, huh? From chandan, from sandalwood, other wood, kind of wood, they make the chariot. The horses are there. There's a grass for horses, or chana, chickpeas, they like. They could eat. Everything is natural. And as they there's no noise pollution. There's no air pollution. There's no smoke. These are the best means of transportation. Last night we heard how residents of Gokul, they just use the ox cart, bullock cart, to go from Gokul to Vrindavan. During those days only, now Krishna is grown up now. Krishna is not in Vrindavan. He is in Dwarka. He is a king. So like a king, he is driving in a chariot. And driving swiftly, he has arrived at the entrance of Dwarka. And he is blowing his kamshal. Panchajanya is being blown to let the citizens know that he has arrived. Is a modern kamshal. American kamshal. And as they heard the sound of the kamshal, Shankadhwani, which spread all over Dwarka. There were 900 palaces in Dwarka. And Krishna had his own 16,108 palaces, those many queens. So, just by hearing the sound of kamshal, immediately, oh, this is Dwarkadhish ki, Dwarkadhish ki, Dwarkadhish ki. They all ran towards the entrance. Svagatam Krishna, Suswagatam Krishna,
Svagatam Krishna, Suswagatam Krishna.
They are welcoming Sri Krishna. Suswagatam, not only Swagat, Suswagatam, heartfelt Swagat, offering flowers and playing different instruments, singing, dancing. That is what's called Suswagat. Complete Swagat, complete welcome. Let us join in this welcoming procession. The greetings. Lord Sri Krishna is being greeted at the entrance of Dwarka. Let's join. You want to join also?
Yeah.
then one of these days or one of these births, we may be also part of that team right there. You can rehearse now here in Guyana. And in future, we could be with them.
Swagatam Krishna. Swagatam Krishna. Swagatam Krishna. Suswagatam.
Everybody.
Surrendered unto you,
Charanagatam. O Krishna, we have taken shelter of you. We have no one else but you, O Lord, please accept us.
Charanagatam Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
ki jai.
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Murgita Hare Krishna. Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Lord was away from Dwarka for quite some time now. He had gone to Kurukshetra to begin with. To participate in the battle. Of course, he did not fight himself. He was just driving the. He just became a chariot driver of Arjuna. Just see, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he becomes what role is he playing? Of a driver. He was herding the cows in Vrindavan. Stealing the butter in Goku, now he's driving the chariot. In the Western world, if you could tell, oh, what does your God do? Oh, he's a driver. Your God, what does that? He's a driver. Or what does he do in Vrindavan? He takes care of the cows, he's a coward boy. What else? Sometimes he also steals. He's a butter thief. And so this way, Lord bewilders. It's bewildering, huh? Yesterday we heard that from Kunti Devi also. He said, this is bewildering. Now you are all in all, you are supreme controller. And at the tip of your order and everything moves. Not even blade of grass moves without your sanction. But then you are in front of Yashoda and you are trembling as you look at the stick of Mother Yashoda and you are scared and you are shedding tears. And so Kunti Maharani, this is very bewildering. Is human-like activities of the Lord. Manusim man, what is that? Manusim. From Bhagavad Gita, Manusim Tanumasritam. At the beginning, but there's more. Manusim Tanumasritam. Param bhava majananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. That they do not know. Abhajananti ma mudha. The mudhas, the first class fools. What do? The fools, they say, he also has taken birth. I took birth. Krishna also took birth. I was a child. He was also a child. I was naughty, he was also naughty, and this and that. They try to compare Krishna's human-like activities with their own. And this is a foolish thing to do. Ignorant fools think like this. Krishna says this in Bhagavad Gita. Abhajananti ma mudha manusim tanumasritam. They think, he has just taken shelter of human form. Like I have human form, he has also human form. But what they do not know is, param bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. I am Maheshwaram. I am Mahaishwar of all the living entities. And my superior nature, they do not know. If your form is also like Krishna's form, then go ahead, lift the Govardhan hill. Lift the hill. Forget the hill. Lift the boat here. You won't be able to even move the boat. What to speak of lifting the boat? Although human-like, his body is Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. That form of Krishna is eternal. You know that? Krishna has same form, never changing, never changing. We go on changing our forms all the time. We have this form now. 50 years ago, we had different form. And 50 years from now, in future, we'll have another form. And like this, another family, another country, another species, another planet. Getting tossed from one wave to another, The waves of this material existence. And we are tossed from one wave to another, That is not the case with Lord Sri Krishna. His form is eternal, never changing. Same body, all the time, same body. That's the difference. So he was greeted, especially because he was away for a long time. He had gone to Kurukshetra. And he was there every day on the chariot of Arjuna dutifully. Sena yor bhayor madhye ratham sthapaya mechuta. Arjuna giving, hey, take my chariot, move forward, forward. In the midst of two armies, I wish to see closely my enemies. I want to observe them. And Krishna quickly moves the chariot forward. This way, that way, you turn back, slow, move, stop. All these orders. The boss in the back, he is giving all the orders. And Lord Sri Krishna, dutifully, he is just waiting for next, what move the boss wants to make. So he was there in Kurukshetra, and then he had spent few months in Hastinapur, then back, another visit of Kurukshetra, and again in Hastinapur, like that, quite some time away from Dwarka. So residents of Dwarka were delighted, joyful to have their Lord in the midst of them, and they were greeting and embracing him. And of course, ladies were not able to do that in public. So they were sending their children, Krishna's queens, they were sending their children to Krishna. Pushing, go meet your father. And as children were, Krishna would lift them and hug them and kiss them. Then the mothers of those children, Hari, Hari.
Hari Bhum.
Hari. We are regular. Yeah, this is. Hari, Hari, Hari. The sages of Naimisharanya, when they had their katha, they were not using the microphone. Naimisharanya forest had Bhagavad katha with 88,000 sages without microphone. They didn't have to wait. Oh, and there's no current, no katha, or katha maybe in the afternoon. They didn't have to wait for current, no current. Their katha went on without microphone. They were speaking. Powerful speakers. Powerful. And everything also used to be very quiet. No sawmills around and no external noises. Of course, the mind is always making so much noise from within. So it's very hard to hear. Sound from without, sound from all around, sounds from within, all making turbulence, sounds, noises. So the message of Bhagavatam doesn't reach, or it just bounces off. Even if it comes in your direction, in our direction, we are not there to capture it, take it in. But those sages, they are peaceful in mind. There was peace around and a peace within. There used to be pin drop silence. What kind of silence? Pin drop, meaning you drop a pin and there would be, you would be able to hear. Now there's not even bomb drop silence. You drop a bomb, you don't hear because so many other sounds are there, already there. One more sound, bomb sound, oh, no one even notices. So much air pollution, noise pollution, mind pollution. As a result, it is very difficult. They used to be very eager to hear sound coming. As soon as sound is there, sound, Bhagavatam sound, they would, as if they were, attract the sound. And the antennas would go up immediately, the minds, and ready. Or when the cows, they want to hear, what do? The cows, usually their ears are like this. As soon as they have to hear something, immediately cows do, the ears go up. So the sage is with full attention. So they were hearing in the midst of that forest, maybe just few chirping birds and no other sound, just Bhagavatam filling the whole atmosphere. We're just there, we mentioned 2 months ago we went to that same place, Naimisharanya. And we also did recitation of Bhagavatam, but then we had to use microphone. Sudha Goswami had not used, but we used microphone. Now this is the age of Kali. So then, Yudhishthira Maharaj, after some time has passed, and there was no news from Dwarka. So Arjuna was sent to Dwarka to come back with some news of Dwarkadhish and Dwarkadham and how is everybody doing. So Arjuna had gone. He was gone for several months now. And there was no sign of his, he was not returning. And in this day, Maharaj, Bhim, Nakul, Sahadev, Kunti, Draupadi, they're all wondering. And other members also of the Royal Assembly and residents of Hastinapur, they had no news of Dwarkadish, and Arjuna had gone and he was trying for no reason, for what reason. He was just spending extra time out there in Dwarka. It is said no news is good news. But in this case, they were wondering, is this a good news? Is this a good sign? He's not coming back. He hasn't come back. At the same time, they were seeing some apashakun, some bad omens, some indications. And they were, does this mean the worst has happened? They didn't want even to think. The thought was, does this mean that Lord is no more on the planet? Has he already departed? But they didn't want to settle with such thought inauspicious. As they were waiting and waiting, after seven months, Arjuna returned. And as they were seeing him returning, well, doesn't look like he has any good news for us. He was looking down and his face was pale. And he was moving only very slowly. And finally, as he was with them, the worst news of their life was disclosed. Krishna has left. yada mukundo bhagavan kshyam tyaktva swapadam gatah. Mukund, Sri Krishna, kshyam tyaktva, kshyam, this earthly planet, tyaktva, giving up. He has given up the earthly planet. And swapadam gataha, he has returned to his own abode. Taddinat kalirayata. And all that you see, these symptoms, these are the symptoms of the age of Kali. Sarva sadhana badhaka. And they are the causes of all the disturbance, especially in the lives of the sadhak devotees, following the principles of sadhana, sadhana bhakti. Sarva sadhana badhaka. Sarva sadhana badhaka. Kada drakshami nandasya balakam neep malakam lasata tilaka bhalakam palakam sarva satvanam kada drakshami balakam nandasya balakam neepamalakam. So now, as Krishna is no more on the planet, oh, how could we see him again? Oh, when could we see him again? That Nandasya Balakam, that son of Nanda Maharaj, oh, that Lord wearing the garland made up of Kadamba flowers, oh, that Lord with Lasata Tilaka Bhalakam, Lasata Tilaka Bhalakam, oh, that Lord with his Kasturi Tilakam Lalata Patale. Oh, his face lit with a tilak on his forehead. Palakam sarvasatvanam. Oh, our protector, palakam of his devotees, protector of his devotees, is no more on the planet. Oh, what a great loss. Kada drakshami nandasya balakam yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahename. Govinda virahe name, Govinda virahe name. Oh, without Govind, this world is all just vacant. There's nothing here. All the opulences, all these possessions are just but different zeros. This zero, that zero. All put together is just one big zero. Without that one, Sri Krishna. Oh, Krishna. The Pandavas, they're all depending on Sri Krishna. He was their life and soul. And as there was news of is no more on the planet. He has returned to his own abode. All the five Pandava brothers, they made a decision. Okay, we will also get ready to go, leave. Yudhishthira Maharaj resigns. He doesn't want to rule the kingdom, the world anymore. Before that, in fact, as everyone, including Kunti, heard the news of Lord's departure, she gave up her body. She left her body. Pandava brothers decided to retire. This is the time to retire. But who would rule? Of course, only choice we have is Parikshit. There was no one else in the entire dynasty. Only one person survived at the end of that battle. And he was also made a target. But Ashwatthama, but that Lord, dear Lord, he protected our grandson, Arjuna's grandson. Arjuna's son, Abhimanyu. Subhadra Arjuna gave birth to Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu died, he was killed during the Chakravyuha arrangement of the battle. It was Jayadrath. And then now only child, five children of Draupadi also were slaughtered by Ashwatthama. And Krishna protected King Parikshit. He was in the womb of Uttara at that time. The Lord entered womb with his club, and he was guarding, going round and round. A chowkidar, the guard, goes around the property of his boss. So Parikshit in the middle, the Lord was just going round and round with his club and protecting the child. Finally, of course, the child had taken birth. And as he took birth, he was looking for that person whom he had met while he was in the womb. Every person looking at, he was doing examination. Is this the one? No, no. Neiti, no iti. What about this one? No, not this one. What about that one? And this? And he was doing all this examination. Pariksha. Hence the name Parikshit. Who is that person I met? And he protected me. Who is he? Where is he? So that is why we read yesterday, well, the sages, Shaunak and others, they had inquired, the birth, Ascharyam, the King Parikshit's birth was a wonderful, a big, amazing story. So this is amazing thing. And his all activities were so a big, wonderful personality as he was. He had association of five Pandava brothers, his grandparents, grandfathers. So as he was raised in that family, and he had all the good qualities and the best character and all the training necessary. So when they were thinking who could rule, who could be the next ruler, and it was unanimously resolved, King Parikshit. So there was Rajyabhishek ceremony. He was crowned as the next emperor of the Hastinapur, capital Hastinapur, ruling the entire earth, Guyana included. The emperor of Guyana, Suriname, Trinidad, America, South Africa, Africa, South America, Canada, North America, New Zealand, Japan, Hong Kong, you name the country, Middle East, China, Russia, Mongolia, Greece. Every country was under his rule. Or he was not directly ruling, he was ruler of the rulers. He was king of the kings. The constitution was Bhagavad Gita. Constitution was Bhagavatam. Constitution was Manusmriti. Constitution was Upanishads. These were the guiding principles. And so many scholars, devoted scholars, they would interpret the scriptures. This emperor, saintly emperor, saintly king, there are so much respect for saintly king, saints and the shastras. Everyone was protected in their kingdom. Not only human beings, all the beings, animals, plants, everybody was peaceful, happy, prosperous. Yudhishthira Maharaj also was ruling like that, and now King Parikshit took over. And five Pandava brothers, along with Draupadi, they headed for Badrikashram, headed for north. And one dog joined also on the way. And as they were walking in the northern direction, They kept leaving their bodies. Draupadi was first one to leave the body. And they traveled some more distance. Sahadev left the body. They traveled some more distance. And Nakul left the body. And some more distance, and Arjun was no more. And some more distance, very close to Badrikashram, and Bhim leaves the body. There's a place called Bhim. Bhim ka pool or Bhim bridge. And finally there was Yudhishthira Maharaj and that dog. And there was the plane descending from heavenly abode, from up above, indicating Yudhishthira Maharaj, please come in, come on in, take your seat. And as he was about to do so, the dog also wanted to come. Hey dog, get out! Those air hosts coming from above, they were, hey, no dogs. We don't bring dogs on board. And Yudhishthira Maharaj says, no dog, no me. I also don't go. Dog doesn't go, I do not go. How could I leave the dog in the middle of this Himalayan mountain? He had been accompanying us, accompanying me all this long distance. Now he has nobody, just me. He is depending upon me. I'm the only shelter for him. No, no. Dog has to go. So not caring only for the human beings, but even for the animals. That's a typical Rajarsi. Of course, this dog was not an ordinary dog. He was Yamaraj himself. He was just testing Yudhishthira Maharaj, and he passed the test. Now I will see how he treats the dog. But he treated perfectly. Even honored the dog. Looked after the dog. Cared for him. So like this, all the brothers, they went up higher, eventually to join Lord Sri Krishna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj starts his rule. His rule was just like that of Sri Ramchandra. And he used to, when he was a child, he used to hear the stories of Ramayana, Yudhishthira Maharaj, King Parikshit. If you want to make your son hero, a good person with all good qualities, good conduct, well behavior, obedient, and all the good qualities that you wish to see in him. The best character. When character is lost, everything is lost. When health is lost, wealth is lost, nothing is lost. When wealth is lost, nothing is lost. Health is lost, something is lost. But when character is lost, man of character or no character is not even a man. Everything is lost when character is lost. The difficulty with the present day civilization is this, that there's loss of character. The characters of Sri Krishna and Ram used to be the characters of men and women. Because they used to hear about the character of Sri Ram. Ram Katha, Ramayan Katha, Mahabharat Katha, Bhagavat Katha. Every town, every village, working maybe during the day, in the evening they would gather. Even in my village, I know so many places, small village, but so many places they would gather. They would listen to different kathas from shastras or sometimes from proper authorities also coming in disciplic succession. So King Parikshit was trained like that. He had heard Ram's